Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Now we got to figure out how to make a bong and a microphone together.
Yeah. It's the perfect podcast equipment. Yes.
All right. Thank you for the that smoke sesh. I was like, okay, we had to get this equipment all situated, and then we're high having a fun conversation. I'm like, oh, wait, we're talking about creativity on a podcast. We should probably record this.
We're doing it.
I mean, it happens. I get high and forget my job. But, you know,
it's just hanging out. It's fun.
It always comes back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've still have not gotten into a comfortable place of ripping bongs on camera. It feels. No. I've done some like test videos in my house, you know, just to test it out. Doesn't feel me.
Yeah. So we were talking before I turned the. I'm messing the rotation up. I'm sorry.
I got you.
But we were talking about how people shoot video of themselves and do live stories and all of that stuff of them just smoking and like making smoking look sexy. And it makes me giggle because it's so silly. And I don't, whatever.
We were going deep into the Instagram smoking world. My girlfriend and I the other day, and you end up on somebody's page and it's like a live stream of them just getting high, but it's always a lot of these women with like really low cut shirt and they're taking big bong rips. And then that in itself ends up being sort of sexual. And then you're sitting there going, why am I fucking watching this? This is terrible. People watch this. This is crazy.
Well, I mean, it's almost free porn, I guess. It depends on, you know, what your kink is. But I saw, it's, you know, Endometriosis Awareness Month. And somebody had posted a picture of them naked with the Foria products that they use covering their hooch. Like, I'm like, what? And they're like holding their boobs. And then Foria products are covering their snatch. And I'm just like, what? I'm sorry. Like, I'm not appreciating this. And you're really, to me, not doing a great service for Foria either.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
I don't know.
No, there's obviously some weird holes on Instagram we can get into for sure.
Interesting choice of words.
That's true. Oh, man. Just like.
This is probably cashed.
Yeah. I feel like we get offers a lot for people just like trying to maintain the comments of people being like, oh, you guys like this? You want to buy weed for me? They're like, no, get off the feed.
Yeah.
No. Delete, block.
Yeah, you have to guard that stuff like Fort Knox.
Oh, it's insane. And especially the amount of times that you see other cannabis companies get their Instagrams taken down, and even ones that are like, beautiful Instagrams or like things aren't.
Where it makes no sense why they got taken down.
Yeah, I think it was like maybe a year or two ago, the cannabis Sarah in Portland had their Instagram taken over, which was probably one of the most beautiful dispensaries I've ever seen.
I love that dispensary.
To have their account.
That's beautiful tile work, right?
Beautiful tile work and that living like, wall. Bright blue. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The bright blue like accents, but they had their Instagram taken down. It's like, it's looked like art and a lot of the pictures and the things that they were taking when cannabis was involved. So it's at that point, you're just like, somebody's jealous that you're doing good.
Yeah, I think so. Here, pull that mic a little closer. Yeah. And you know, one of the things too, that when I hear something like that, it's like, is it other cannabis people turning them in, or is it, you know, is it an algorithm thing? If they get over a certain amount, I don't know. I mean, I'm so busy working on other people's social media for a living that my own suffers, So I don't have to worry about those things because I have like 2,500 followers and nobody gives two shits about my social media feed. But I was excited to see that the Grow Sisters, they just got a, like, you know, the official check mark.
Official check?
Yeah.
A verification?
Yeah, that.
We want that.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
It does sound nice. Hmm.
Gossamer has one. I noticed the other day. It's like, oh.
Is that a new goal for 2020?
We need a check mark?
Verification.
I think we just need to meet somebody at Instagram. From what I've heard, you just have to know somebody at Instagram to get.
Well, you know, the dating sites worked for you before. Get back on Tinder.
Yeah, right?
That's right. We could throw a Tinder out there.
What if we just advertised our bong on Tinder? I just make a profile.
For your bong.
For the bong.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
See, this is why we smoke weed.
This is why we smoke weed.
Yeah.
We're doing that.
I'm going to do that when I get home. I'm going to right swipe everybody.
I'm just going to change mine to my podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm over it anyway.
No, I just look at, well, I'm getting married, so I'm not doing it now. Tommy, but
yeah, make sure that you don't just have your account hidden, that you really deactivated it and deleted it.
Right.
Don't, that might be problems like 6 months down the road.
Yeah, they're like, what?
You're still on Tinder?
I'm like, no, it's, all my photos are bongs.
That's great.
What are you insinuating?
What are you saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Just swiping right over here.
All right swipes get a promo code. I'm actually pretty sure that I did swipe right on a Wendy's cheeseburger back in the day. So,
well, you know, every guy is swiping right on all of them.
Yeah.
And I'm still the one that's like, you know, looking at pictures, reading profiles, and then being like, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I'm going to have to come back to this. I can't make a decision.
Girl, I don't want to lose him yet. So I'm going to leave him up and just like turn off the app for a little while. Yeah. Not speaking from experience.
I mean, it is. Dating is absolutely ridiculous, especially here, because we're also like, oh my God, I'd have to take like BART and walk or take a bus and you just don't live close enough.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's become such a commodities type situation, this dating.
Or people are terrible at it.
And people don't talk to people at their local bars. Which is like how everybody met back in the day. So it's like it would have been a lot more convenient to meet somebody that lived in your neighborhood if you met at a neighborhood bar.
Yeah, except I don't want to hang out at bars.
Hmm. That's true.
Maybe the new, you know, Smoke Lounge 2.0 becomes the place where you meet.
I would like that.
Cool person. Yeah.
She can. I mean, I am. There are places in San Francisco that I like to go to work. But like, but not in Oakland. We don't have any of the smoke lounges that I know of. I mean, if you know of a really cool smoke lounge in Oakland, somebody tell me. But
Riverside is opening one, but it is vape only.
Yeah. I'm not. I want one where I can go up and I can purchase an edible or a drinkable or whatever, but I can also smoke, like, you know, what Mo Green's has in the city.
Yep.
You know, I want something like that here where they're cool with you ordering food in. So I can sit there and work or take a meeting, you know, or because, you know, I'm either creating content here, I'm recording here, but sometimes I need to get out and be around other humans so I don't lose my mind. But I want to be somewhere where I can consume and be myself.
If you ever want to co-work at Mo Green's, I'm in a very similar boat.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, because I, so I'm on the ground in my, our session HQ is our guest bedroom in my house. So I'm pretty much in the house all the time. And it starts, you start getting to a point where you're getting a little batty.
Yeah, you got to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I'm like fucking jumpy when I get out of the house.
Or you talk to somebody and it's you're not
like
stoned.
I've been in solitary confinement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm free.
Yeah. But yes, I like this idea.
Yeah, that would be nice. We have to go in there anyway. We're trying to get our bongs as the lounge bongs for the tables, the celery.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having some good talks. We'll see.
They're good guys. I like them. I've been trying to find an excuse to have an event there, but I'm so freaking busy that I just am like, I want somebody else to have an event and then just want me to do my show there for them or whatever. I'll be the entertainment.
That's fun.
But I just, I'm like, I don't have time to plan something, but they're really cool and I want to do something with them.
Yeah.
So maybe whenever you get your bongs in there, we will have a, like a relaunch kind of party.
We never had a launch party.
Never done yet.
Yeah, we
keep postponing it.
Oh.
And now it'll be like a, you know, a 1 year anniversary party.
Oh, well, technically two years.
Yeah. So two year anniversary.
2 years plus a 2 year smoke circle. Exactly. We've been at it for four years.
Well,
four
if you count that the smoke circles were like, at one point it was a very odd looking version of this and like it didn't have a base. And it just like, as you start evolving, you know, we were kind of working on it.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the thing is that when you're doing something that you love, it is work, but it doesn't feel like work because mm-hmm. it's fun and you're with your friends. And the fact that you just kept noodling on it and taking all the little baby steps, you know, it's what I told the guy today. I was like, it's just, you just have to start because then all of a sudden you're going to look up a year later and be like, holy shit, we've done so much.
Yeah.
Or then, you know, 2 years later and you've got your product all over the world. Like, that's super cool.
We were, Vin and I were sitting the other day going over some numbers and stuff. And we're like, I was like, how many bongs have we sold? Like, how many individual bongs have we sold? And we sold over 3,000.
Yeah.
And that's crazy to think because I'm like, there are 3,000 people getting high out of that thing that I made.
3,001.
3,001. Yeah. Like, that was fucking trippy to me. I was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
And it took, you know, whatever, our 4 year timeline to get to that point. But
I think the thing that's been really kind of like exciting for me is watching, as we knew we were going to be doing this, we've been like, I've been creeping on Instagram and like doing research on different people. And so it's like seeing all these people for like 2 years that you're like, oh man, it'd be really cool if one day that person has my bong. And then now they're just a friend of mine that, you know, we have I'm just like, oh, you love my product. And then we met and we became friends. And it's cool to see these like people that you've looked up to in this space at times. And then now you're meeting them and you're their peers is a really fun moment for me, at least in the space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think in general, it's so good to remember that we're all humans having a human experience and wanting people to like our shit and to like us and to be kind to us. And, you know, and so we feel like celebrities and people that we look up to that they must have something that we don't. But then when you meet them, you're like, oh yeah, they're fucking normal. That's so cool. Yeah. And yeah. And I just think enough people don't ask or don't reach out or don't do those things because they're afraid of whatever that rejection might be. And
you can just get if you can get them to have a session, you can level the playing field.
Oh yeah.
Cause everybody gets high together. And if you get high together, it's like, I don't know, peace offering or lowers the barriers.
This is one feature that, also was not intentional, but a nice smile moment. I brought it to a Women in Cannabis event, and you, because it fits around the outside of your mouth, you don't get lipstick around the bong, which I feel like is kind of a clutch commodity because everybody has just the joints with all the lipstick passing around.
Yeah, it's true.
It can look a little gross. I was like, oh, it's pristine. You don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. And that does gross me out too in a smoke circle. I'm just like, yeah. I'm going to bow out of these from now on.
Just going to bring those little Cruella de Vil.
Little rosettes. Well, yes, that too. Or, you know, like Garden Society, they make the little single joints. Mm-hmm. So the little minis. So everybody can just smoke their own.
I believe I met one of the women from there.
Erin Gore or Carly.
Don't remember her name. She's at Females to the Front because she was showing her necklaces. I was like, I don't know. A pool.
But so. they're both great.
It was during kickback time.
Well, guys, I appreciate you hanging out and helping me break in my new bong. I have to name her or him.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah, let us know.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted. Whoever this is are. Blaze and Blondie.
Oh.
They're my mascots, so.
That's why I thought you might like the pink pipe.
Yeah, I'm pretty fired up about the pink pipe.
Okay, good. It was like, I don't know if pink bomb, but
no.
Pink pipe.
Yeah, and the gray matches my set, so this is awesome. I'll be able to, you know, get flashy with the celery.
Perfect.
All right, guys.
Well, thank you
so much.
Yeah, thanks for playing. We had a
high time together. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.